Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available, and University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we focus on the importance of sexual health education for adolescents. Dr. Joy Bradley, Assistant Professor of Community Medicine and Population Health, says sex education can provide adolescents with knowledge about avoiding sexually transmitted diseases and unintended pregnancy. But she says it's important that these classes are taught by qualified instructors. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Our guest today is Dr. Joy Bradley, now a veteran guest on Health Matters. Dr. Bradley, it's good to see you again. She is an assistant professor, community medicine and population health here at the University of Alabama and the College of Community Health Sciences. We're going to talk about a subject that, for some reason, parents even today have trouble talking to their children about, and I wish we could all be better at it, and that is sex education. And we're not going to educate our viewers on sex today. We'll leave that up to others, but not doing a good job with our young people has been a problem for families for centuries, and it still is today, and can create a lot of social problems. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that initial thought that we're not doing as good of a job as we should?
We're not doing as good a job as we should, and the most distressing part of that is that because students, our children, have access to the internet, now we're letting the internet kind of educate them, and if you can only imagine how problematic that can be when you think about all the misinformation that is found on an internet. And so the one thing that I like to tell everybody that I talk to about children and sex education is that it takes a village, right? And so not only are parents responsible for making sure that they educate their children, but physicians are responsible, teachers are responsible, even the church is responsible for making sure that children have the information that they need so that they can make those informed decisions. Because if we think about it, sex is a normal part of human development. Mm-hmm. And so we want them, if they choose to engage in those activities, to make very informed decisions about it. And the thing that I don't think enough adults realize is when we give them the information, usually those are the children that end up waiting to have sex.
There were many people in the country, and I remember being my parents being resistant to sex education being taught in school. That was one problem, but I believe you've shared with me that even the sex education we do in school many times is inadequate. So we may not be doing a great job at home, but though they're trying to do it at school, not always doing a great job there. Do we need better educated, better trained teachers to just deal with the nuts and bolts of sex in a direct way with young people? And I'm guessing they'll handle it just fine.
Exactly. So not only do we need better training for the people who are responsible for sex education in schools, we need better policies as far as what's being taught and making sure that it's evidence-based and making sure that it's inclusive to talk about all the things, to talk about different sexual orientations, to talk about different contraception. There are some counties and states who have made it known that, you know, they're not allowed to talk about condoms in sex education. And so how problematic is that?
Yeah, that is a problem. And that's an ongoing battle that we have to do a better job with. My oldest son, when he was 10 or 11, asked me how babies are made. And I gave him a real short, quick answer, thinking, oh, we'll be at the baseball game soon and we can change the subject. He said, no, I want to know how that happens. Well, at that point, you have no choice but to go, okay, you're asking, here's how that happens. It wasn't terribly comfortable, but afterwards, he knew I told him the truth, and he might have thought about it for a few days, but he was just fine. Most young people can handle information when they're ready to ask about these things.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. And I think one thing that could ease the anxiety of some parents is knowing that sex education doesn't start with intercourse. It starts with kids knowing the correct body parts, and mm-hmm. and starts with them knowing what consent is, as far as even letting someone touch them,
yep.
letting them get a hug, or, you know, any kind of bodily touch, they need to understand that they are in control of their own bodies. And so starting off with those conversations, and then, like you said, progressing as children are ready to hear more details as needed.
Do you know, for people that are really uncomfortable talking about it because of their upbringing or whatever their life upbringing is, can pediatricians help with this? If a parent says, they're starting to ask questions about sex and I'm just not good at that, I don't know what to say, any good pediatrician should be able to, with the parent present, have a conversation, shouldn't they?
Yes, they should. But unfortunately, pediatricians suffer from the same fate that some of our parents do, and they just have a lot of uncomfortableness around talking to their patients about it. And so this is something that is kind of mind-blowing to me because, you know, as Americans are the most sexually repressed and hypersexualized group of people, you know, other countries don't have this issue.
And that's something. Every third channel you flip to has something probably a little racy or something, but yet when it comes to talking about it with children we love, we get tongue-tied and stumble. Maybe we can do a better job of that in the future.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time, your expertise. Thanks for talking with us again.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.